Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we'll be going to your calls early in this first hour. It is Friday, already the 19th day of August 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We've had him on several times in the last few months just because he's a great political mind and has done so much to expose the New World Order's orchestration of September 11th. Professor David Ray Griffin will be on with us in the second hour for the full hour. Then in the third hour, haven't had her on probably about a year, Catherine Albrecht of Caspian, of course, a doctorate there from Harvard, exposing the RFID tracker chips, and she's been following, and thank God somebody's paying attention to, Tommy Thompson, the former Health and Human Services Secretary and former Republican governor from Wisconsin, the cheese eater, the cheesehead, who is running around telling people, get microchips, going to schools, going on TV, get the chip, it's normal, just take it, it's so easy. He even clicks his heels and says, get chip today. Their little motto that they've trademarked. So very bizarro, very outer limits. We're going to detail from transcripts of speeches he's given and transcripts of him on CBS News. I mean, this is bizarre stuff. All the troops need them. All the school children need them. We actually have, you know, big officials, authorities, out promoting that we all need the chips. Andy Rooney says we should take the chip to prove we're good. Well, you want us to trust you, don't you? You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you? I mean, look, folks, the bizarreness is here. I use this example all the time, but it's like a 10 years ago, some late-night science fiction B-movie. You know, in the nightmare future, the government controls everything. Surveillance is everywhere. The citizens have tracker chips under their skins. The police wear black masks. Huge prisons are everywhere. The government invades third world countries. This is the nightmare future of Gattaca, Z-412, you know, the brave new world. The island. You want to go to the island. I mean, it's that weird. It's that out of control. But we've been basted in it, marinated in it, so long that we don't even notice it now that we're in it. And you're thinking, Alex, he may promote it, but, you know, they're never going to succeed. Oh, they nuke a major city, and you'll see a lot of people, the government will say, look, you can still have your Lexuses, and you can still have your million-dollar houses and your bimbos and all of it. You just got to take the chip. And if we say you got to take these pills because you're a little upset, you know, and don't say you're not mentally ill or that shows you're mentally ill. That is one of the new mental illnesses they've come out with. If you say you're not ill, you're ill. Everything's fine. Nice men in black uniforms will drop by if you don't submit. They're here to help you. Don't worry. Everything's good. But we've still got free speech. They're moving on us right now. It's waking a lot of people up. You know, it's kind of like the enemies invaded the village, and they're kind of rounding us up right now, and people are going, should we fight back? Wow, they're bad. Meanwhile, they've kind of got their loudspeakers going, everything's all right, this is not an assault, we're here to keep you safe, we're not invading, everything's fine. And are we going to listen to their lies, or are we going to look at what they're doing? We're here to keep you safe from the terrorists, never mind the fact that the terrorists are literal finger puppets that we control, literal finger puppets that they control. Never mind that we have the motive, we're the government, submit to us, give up all your freedoms, report on your neighbors, all is good, carry on, line up and show your papers for inspection, retina scan, thumb scan, yes, yes, yes. All right, I'm already ranting. It's just this stuff even freaks me out, and I live this every day. I should be desensitized, but I'm not. I'm forcing myself to face the full bizarreness. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's run through some of the news here on this Friday edition. 8 minutes, 20 seconds in right now, folks. Guatemala troops tied to border drug war, San Antonio Express News. We mentioned that yesterday. It's posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Now, again, we told you, the former death squads have been moved to Iraq and to the Texas areas of the United States, other areas of the Southwest. I don't care how crazy it sounds. This is the intelligence. This is the mainstream news articles in our state. And no one outside the states, maybe Nevada, Texas, Arizona, is even aware of this. There is a total national news blackout. Bazooka attacks, rocket attacks, 600 plus dead this year on both sides, car bombs, total bedlam, dead police everywhere, and it just kept quiet. I mean, when they kill a cop, it's just, okay, another cop died. But boy, I tell you, if just a general citizen kills a cop, it's endless crying and weeping and freaking out and, you know, thousands of police taking off work and going to giant funerals. But when a cop gets killed by a CIA-controlled Latin American hit gang, it doesn't get word one, mention one. I mean, I cannot stress how serious this is. Schwarzenegger urged to declare border emergency on the heels of the governor of Arizona and the governor of New Mexico, Napolitano and Richardson, respectively. Rick Perry has been challenged, our little pixie governor, he has been challenged to declare an emergency. I mean, the U.S. government's own, the State Department's only closed the embassy down there. I mean, that's how bad it is. But no. We're not going to do that. Why, just a couple years ago, I bullhorned Vicente Fox when he came up to Tejas. They had to shut down their press conference. He was giving a Perry Awards, Wells Fargo Awards, and the APD, Austin Police Department, for not following federal law and legalizing illegals by fiat. They even give public awards for these lawbreakers. So don't expect that. I mean, you could have half the state on fire. You wouldn't even be in the national news. They decide what you're going to worry about. They decide. You know, 55 people die in England. It is a tragic event, but, you know, 55 people die every week in England on the roads, and they just fear-monger it until you're all shaking in your boots, you know, ready to open your veins up if it will keep you safe from the New World Order. Meanwhile, again, we have an actual, it's like the two wars we've had with Mexico, basically, but our own government's orchestrating it, using these troops against their competitors in the narcotics trade. I mean, there's an actual war going on, like Sierra Leone or, you know, something along those lines the last few years, or the civil war going on in Macedonia. I mean, it's that big, folks, but not a word. Congresswoman, push for women in combat. And as usual, the Democrats, along with Bush, want to put women in frontline combat. Totally barbaric, totally insane. Doesn't work, but it's part of their hunger to draft women as well as men when that starts. And they package it in liberal packaging. You know, all these TV shows about the future, you know, always women are the most powerful leaders and the best fighter pilots and the best commandos beating up men. Even if that was true, why should we, which it isn't, of course, why should we militarize women? Why should we turn them into, you know, patriarchal individuals? I mean, it's just turn them into men. Turn them into the lowest denominator of men. And it's fantasy. But that's why Bush tried to take Private Lynch, who actually cowered in fear. It was a Hispanic-American who actually valiantly fought against overwhelming odds and was killed and stabbed to death by the, shot a bunch and finally stabbed to death by the Iraqis. And they just stripped him of his honors. Not that in the aggregate there really are honors, but I mean, he did defend his friends, which is honorable. And they just stripped him of it and gave it to her. And then she said, it's all lies. I cowered in fear on both occasions. But again, they want that poster child. I say put them in frontline combat. You know, let's ship the little girls home dead in these boxes. Not just our boys. Not just our little boys. Let's ship them home. And let's, of course, the Pentagon won't let you see the coffins, all part of the freedom. But I think having our women kidnapped and having our women killed, having our women beheaded, that'll really end this war quickly. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, folks. It's just they want women to be enslaved, to be involved in the press gangs. It goes back to the British, folks. They wanted slaves for ships in their different wars against the Frenchies and others, and against the Spanish and others. They would just simply pull up in your town and run around grabbing your 10-year-old children off the street. Of course, they couldn't grab your little girls. But not anymore, folks. That's what this is all about. Oh, it's so liberal. Oh, women, you'll have the wonderful right of being conscripted and shipped off. And you know, you go to trendy restaurants, you go to trendy barber shops, and they've got these same-sex restrooms. Again, it's all part of social engineering. I don't want to go to the bathroom next to a woman. I mean, I'm what you call someone of a macho person, but I still don't enjoy, you know, in some of these primitive areas out in the middle of nowhere, these national parks where you're sitting on the commode without a barrier right next to, you know, another man. Well, folks, they got them in the military now where you're, I mean, I hate to get graphic here, where you're right next to a woman. I mean, you know, there's something called privacy, folks, but again, they want to drum out of us our normal family structures. Because, look, do you think predators like it when a group of rhinoceri circle themselves around their calves? Do you think they like it when elephants circle around their babies? Do you think predators like it when wildebeest circle, or when buffalo circle, or when you think wolves like it when the cows circle around their young? They're just engineering it where we don't circle. It's real simple. That's why they're celebrating the fact that the two-parent family is basically a huge minority now in America. And they admit that single-parent homes are five times more likely to engage in crime or end up in prison. I'm not saying there aren't a lot of single parents who are heroes, who are wonderful people. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm saying statistically, the government knows that it ends up the child being a ward of the state, and that's what they're trying to push. They don't like us circling. They don't like us teaming up. It just boils down to that. Here's the analogy. The globalists are basically a group of our own species who are predatory and feed on our own species. We are a predator, folks. And so now we've dominated the planet, and so we've set up a system where we feed on our own species. You have the predator class and the non-predator class. Not supposed to work like that, but most human civilization is set up along those lines. But now they literally are getting ready to, you know, feed upon us with the biotech and the rest of it. And so they're just engineering us to be more docile, like you breed a breed of dog to be more docile, or you breed a breed of bovine, of cow, to be more docile so you can slaughter it when you wish, or a breed of pig. What are they, porcine, to do this? And they're actually, they even have handbooks on how to dumb us down, how to break us up. And that's in 1984, how to break up the family. I mean, it's just simple 101. And I'm not saying you're bad if you don't have a family. I'm not saying you're bad if you're a single mother or father. I know what you're under. You've got the odds stacked against you. So gut up, realize the threat, and defend your family. You know, at least the baby rhinoceros has one big rhinoceros to protect it. It doesn't mean you can't drive them off. And single-parent families can team up with other single-parent families and have little communities. And you can be friends with double, parent families. And double-parent families should try to adopt a family in your area, not through some agency. That's always predatory. But yourselves, just do it unofficially. Now, we've all got to defend each other against this. We've got to learn to rally together against the globalists. Okay. I've gotten through four articles, and we're already 17 minutes in. People keep emailing me and stopping me in the hall of the TV station last night and coming up to me and saying, Alex, why aren't you talking about how it's now admitted that this poor Brazilian man didn't run from them. They shoved him onto the bus, onto the train, and shot him eight times in the head. Why aren't you talking about it? Well, we did post the articles, and I did talk about it. But we told you the first day it happened all about it. Because there were a bunch of witnesses on the train that said he didn't run. He walked onto the train, turned around as they yelled at him with fear, sat down. It seemed like he knew what was coming. They sat on him, held him down, and shot him eight times in the head, execution style. So we told you day one, not because we've got crystal balls. We went with the, what was it, like five eyewitnesses saw this, and then were told by police to shut up. Stop giving interviews. I mean, and from the witnesses, it looked like he knew what was coming. I believe he was somehow in their employ. They admit they've been surveilling him. He was an electrician, folks. Military type. Fit all the indicators. And again, I'm just going off the indicators we've got. He either saw something he wasn't supposed to, or he was in their employ, or he knew something and he had to be killed. And these special forces attached to the armed police went in there and executed him. So, and the police chief tried to shut down the investigation and lied about it. Sir Ian Blair, no relation to Tony Blair, no relation to Eric Blair. But, it's that simple. And so something's rotten in the state of Denmark, and we've already covered this. It's a travesty. What happened to him? And Blair says he'll kill more innocent people if need be. And there have been a lot of other people's houses they've raided and killed. The evidence is some of the patsies on the morning of 7-7 figured out what was going on, and their bombs didn't detonate. So that's why they went around and killed some other people that day and the next day. Hunting down the patsies, hunting down the decoys, savagely murdering them.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Handles.
Concerning one of these serial killers, who was, of course, a former government official. So clean cut, so nice. How could he be evil if you're wearing a suit? You know, the president wears a suit. Bill Clinton wore a suit. They're good people. Let's give all our rights up to them. But continuing with the news, FBI investigating local Homeland Security arrest. And we'll play a clip concerning this later as well, out of the Associated Press. Allegations that as many as six federal Homeland Security deportation agents assaulted and tortured a Nigerian man who was shackled at Oklahoma City's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office are being investigated by the FBI, according to published reports. Now, again, the FBI engages in many more forms of torture and corruption in many cases than your major police departments. But then when they catch police departments doing it, they will come in and put them, quote, on probation, and then next time they get in trouble, they basically federalize the police department. Very, very dangerous. This has happened in Detroit, in New Orleans, L.A., many other areas. But this is feds going after feds. And I have no doubt that they, you know, didn't do the things that this article mentions. My legs were in shackles, he stated. One officer grabbed my neck from the back with his hand pressing in. Another officer was holding tight on my ears, twisting and pulling hard on them as if to pull them off my head. One officer was twisting my left hand while another was busy knocking on my Achilles heel tendon. It was a nightmare. It was so painful. I asked them to shoot me. I asked them to shoot me dead so they could get what they wanted. This is lawlessness under the law, he complained. I never fought back. Well, I mean, it's par for the course in these prisons and jails. If you're a sadistic scumbag who likes to abuse people, you go and you join the jails around the country. Now, some prisons are different. Some don't really do this. It seems to be who the warden is or who the leadership is. If it's condoned, it happens. And sickos gravitate towards those. And the feds recruited thousands of jail guards out of the federal and state prisons, gave them low-level officers' commissions and, you know, huge bonuses, and shipped them off to Iraq and other areas. And they're just back to what they always do, raping, killing, torturing. They would actually look at, you know, problem federal corrections officers, state corrections officers, private corrections officers from the different federal and state systems, and they would openly, this has been in the news, take people who've got a big file, and hey, you're going places. We like the traits you've got. So, you know, we whine and scream about the Iraqis getting tortured, which is bad. And, you know, General Myers, the chairman, joint chiefs of the staff, comes out and says, we're not torturing people, but don't release the thousands of photos and videos because it'll cause riots. And the Army's seen the photos. They've written a report on them, raping women and children, beating people to death. But it's not torture. No, just killing people. So this is the reality. This is the reality of what we're talking about. And it's very, very serious. So coming up, we'll play some audio clips concerning that. Cheney is saying we will honor troops sacrificed by continuing and completing the mission. Ah. So since you've already chopped off two of your fingers because you stuck them in the garbage disposal, you're going to continue the sacrifice. You know, you dropped your wedding ring in there and turned on the garbage disposal and stuck your hand in it. Instead of turning it off and then assessing the situation, you're going to go ahead and stick your hand in. You knew what it would do. Now, since two fingers are chopped off, you've got to continue the sacrifice and mow off the other two fingers and your thumb. And I guess since that's such a sacrifice, you've got to continue pushing even deeper. Researchers creating life from scratch. ABC News, I read that headline and I thought, you know, that they can't do that. And sure enough, they're taking DNA, reprogramming it, and, quote, creating life. Well, that DNA is life, so you didn't do that. But now they're claiming they created life when they don't even understand the DNA. No, you didn't create life. You took life and recombined it. Did you create a new life form? I guess you could say you did. Roberts argued for national ID card. And against women's rights is the USA Today headline. Notice how where he defended, you know, all these liberal groups and stuff, that's disappearing. But then the stuff they do accidentally find and bring forward, why? He was for a national ID card to stop illegal aliens. And, oh, he was against abortion. But now he's not. Now he's for amnesty, and now he's neutral on abortion. So just more trying to position him as a conservative. Just so much more. Your calls, some audio clips coming up. Two great guests, Professor David Ray Griffin, and, of course, Catherine Albrecht, about former Health and Human Services and former Governor Tommy Thompson running around saying, get chipped today. And that's the actual slogan. And we've got a little update from Crawford coming up, too.
The March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ed in Utah and others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231. The websites, of course, are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, updated multiple times daily. Ernest Hancock reports for one of Air America's big affiliates, KXXT, 1010 AM, and he just called in with a report. I talked to him during the break. The George Soros crowd is now taking full control. Of course, he's been scooping all the big Air America national outfits, and so he's now going back to Phoenix. He's a libertarian, and they're kind of sending in the libs. And I was out there, and it was pretty annoying to have all these nice people against the war, conservatives, liberals, it doesn't matter. And then you had, like, little nipping at your heels, little control freaks that were very upset that I and others were there. And see, this is how the globalists control things. They have control arms that control the right and control the left. And, of course, I didn't mention it earlier because a lot of this news, frankly, dwarfs it. But Cindy, of course, you know her mother had a stroke out in California, so she's gone out there, and we don't know when she's coming back. And Bush is only out there for another week and a half or so. But to kind of give us a final report out there at Camp Casey is, of course, Ernest Hancock. Ernest, give us a report.
Well, the main thing, nip it in a summary here, is that we have the anti-war movement is really growing, and it's just ma and pa and people and regular, they're very against this war.
And a bunch of communists want to hijack it.
Yeah, see, that creates a movement, that creates a bunch of television cameras pointing somewhere, and then everybody wants to jump in front of that camera.
And boy, these people are aggressive. I mean, they will just command you what to do. They'll try to keep the media from talking to you.
Well, I tell you what's really going on. I hate to put names and groups and things to it, but what is definitely happening is the left is in force, and they're showing up in mass numbers there.
And they'll make sure, as government agents, to blow it, make it look bad, and then the media will get what they want.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you don't really know what's going on other than Cindy herself, I think, has been pretty good about keeping, you know, separate from the fight. Her going back to visit with her mother may be a good thing for her and maybe even the movement, but there are definite forces that are on the... See, from a libertarian perspective, I see someone that wants to economically and socially control me from the left or the right as part of the same thing. It's not any different, in my opinion. But here we have a lot of the left has come in and moved in and are part of the infrastructure behind the scenes to get the organ. They're doing a great job of organizing. There's no getting around that. They're making sure things get done, have a lot of volunteers. But there's kind of an underneath thing that's going on. I'll give you a good example. There was yesterday reported on TV, a guy was arrested out there at the site and had his vehicle towed. He got into some altercation out there. And I went to Waco to go to the McClellan Sheriff's Department, talk to the PR guy there to find out why he was arrested, you know, what charges, who was he, that kind of stuff. And when I came back to Camp Casey or the House of Peace there and talked to some of the bloggers, so I asked him, I go, well, what do you guys know about it? I got the sheriff working on getting their report and all this. And they go, oh, we're not talking about that. Don't say anything. Whoa. It's a news thing. Of course I'm going to, you know, ask, oh, why do you guys care? And what happened was most of the people there didn't know about it. You had the mass media and television and everything reporting on this happening, and a lot of the people that were there didn't know, and they were asking me, and some of the controllers there that were trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do, they were upset that I even brought it up. And I'm not really sure.
No, I mean, it's total mind control. Now, I mean, that's why they only let peace activists do little bitty, maybe 10-word chants. It's about never having information, never expanding your information, keeping you under the left wing of the New World Order's control. But now, describe who did get arrested.
Well, that's the whole thing. We don't know. What happened was at about 12:31 at night.
Sounds like he probably criticized some leftists and they didn't like it.
Yeah, no, there was, you know, ouch quit it. For whatever reason, it was in the minds of the local sheriffs to haul him in and tow his car. But the eyewitnesses to what was going on was just he was abusive and he didn't seem like he was all balanced and there. I mean, you know,
because the guy shot his mouth off a little, they had him arrested and now they're trying to cover it up.
I don't know.
That's what it sounds like. 2 + 2 = 4.
Well, you know, you go out there and I don't know, Alex. I really don't.
Well, they're a little paranoid, too, because they've had people running over crosses and everything else.
Well, see, the thing is just by what frightened me was asking the question, you know, to want to find out, to want to know, and then controlling that kind of flow. So I remember there was an incident. I talked to the ABC guy yesterday, national, I can't remember his name, Jeff Ma or something, and he was, a few days ago, it was Sunday or Monday, I think it was, he was really pressing on Cindy in this big press conference. Are we keeping it focused? Are you going to get back to focus? Are you going to get back to the issue? And at first I thought he was being kind of abusive, but then I started to realize, I talked to him yesterday, and I started to realize what was going on. He was doing Cindy a favor, and I think Cindy appreciated it, because all these other issues start trying to jump on it, and it was distracting from why she was there, and it was to help her get it back on focus. And she's like, yes, we're focusing. I want to know what the noble cause in this war is. My son was killed. I don't want it to keep continuing. And, you know, and they kind of brought it back. And while talking to him, he's like, yeah, from the beginning, there's been all these liberal organizations in the far left that has hijacked the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're distracting everybody off of the central issues of the war and then basically dancing around in communist outfits, making everybody look bad. Well, Ernest, thank you for all your reports, and folks can check out those blogs there at CrawfordBus.com, and take care, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You keep doing the good work. Keep us informed, man.
You bet. Take care. All right, I'll get to your calls here in a moment, but I, you know, for so long I've wanted to comment on the BTK killer, a government official, pretty high level, Mr. Clean Cut, wearing the fancy suits. And isn't that almost always the serial killer? And there's a lot of these guys haven't been caught. A lot of the people that go to these elite encampments that do these rituals, and we've got very good evidence, they're not just into wild sex parties. They like to break women's jaws and kill people. And it's all about exercising power. It's about pressing on the nerve of power. It's about dominating, you know, strangling people and then reviving them to get the terror again, to literally feed off of it. And more often than not, they're young law students, or they're lawyers, or the clean-cut business owner. But notice whenever it's some father of three that does this, father of three, the media harps on it. But when you're a big government official, like the BT serial killer, the BTK serial killer, they want to keep it real quiet. And notice you never hear that in news articles anymore. So I wanted to play this sicko masquerading as an angel of light. Oh, he knows all the Bible verses. I don't, so see, I'm bad. But he does, so he's good. He's good. Well, and then a little newscast trying to analyze what he's up to. But, you know, it's funny. A few months ago, the folks at the network, I'm down here in Austin, Texas. They're up in Minnesota. They pop in my ear and tell me stuff. And when a caller hangs up, they'll say, Bob hung up, in case I'm, you know, not paying attention. And a woman was saying, do you know John 3:16? Of course I do. I said, no, I don't know that verse. Repeat it again. Because they popped in right when she said that, and then I got emails. Alex, you don't know John 3:16. Well, if you want to say I don't, fine. I don't know it, okay? I do, but frankly, I'm just, okay, I don't. It doesn't matter, folks. The devil can quote scripture at you all day. The devil can go to church. You know, I get up on air and I've said, you know, I'm a lustful person. I like to drink. I have to, you know, control myself not to drink beer. I have to control myself not to smoke cigars. I don't, by the way. I've gotten to where I don't. But because I mentioned that, does that make me evil? No. Besides, it isn't about Alex Jones. Okay? But I mean, the point is, you need to stop trusting so much just what's on the surface. I mean, George Bush, I snuck into where he does the rituals, is a Satan worshiper. It's admitted. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. I mean, you know, one day he's worshiping at a Shinto shrine, summoning the demon. Another day, and it's actually a demon at that shrine, even though, you know, the Zen Buddhists admit, you know, this is a demon. This is a demon shrine. Or he's worshiping Allah one day, or praying to, you know, at the Jewish synagogue one day. I mean, you know, it's just different religion every day of the week. Well, I'm not going to sit here and thump my Bible and tell you I'm high and mighty and I'm all good. I'm going to tell you, frankly, most of these preachers are Luciferian. A lot of them just aren't ignorant, folks. They've infiltrated the seminaries. But, I mean, here's the BT serial killer, the BTK serial killer, quoting the Bible. And then we'll play the second clip with just, you know, with one of his survivors going back 30 years. Here it is, folks.
A Christian Bible verse I found that I think that's helping me, will help me, leading me. This is John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have light of light. Now that I've confessed, put myself out to let everybody know what's going on, I expect to heal and to have light. And then hopefully someday God will accept me. We speak of a man as an evil man. The dark side was there, but now I think light is beginning to shine. So I appreciate the family and friends and all I can be thankful for. And I think that will keep me from finally going to the dark side or hell. And finally, I finally apologize to the victims' families. There's no way that I can ever repay them. That's all, sir.
All right, that's clip number one from him in the courtroom, and that's the, you know, background noise from the microphone he's 20 feet away from. Can you imagine wanting to get people and torture them and kill them? Well, our government wants to. Rumsfeld likes to lick his lips and shoot his mouth off 2 years ago when he thought you were being sold on his mentality. And don't worry, we got him. We've taken the gloves off. We got them. We're pressuring them. You know, I was in L.A. For a couple TV shows. I was being interviewed by Conspiracy Zone and another. And I'm out there. And I remember in my hotel room eating room service, watching him admit they're torturing people. This is back when they thought they, you know, they had everybody warped. And now the law enforcement magazines promote torture. 24 promotes torture. Threat Matrix promotes torture. CSI, CSI Miami promotes it. NYPD Blue, all these shows, you know, L.A. Law. Every episode, I mean, literally, it's how torture is so wonderful. You see, they're selling you on their mentality. And folks, they pull a family over. They don't have their papers in order. They're taken to a camp. They take them in there. And, man, they go, all right, you're 10-year-old. We're going to rape them right now. And it's because they like to do it. And see, they're institutionalizing a system where they get to do it. They get to carry it out. They get to enjoy themselves. And see, a really smart serial killer becomes a government official, like this piece of garbage, like this this piece of filth, Dennis Rader, who really is a shell for a demon. I mean, this is the dark side, coming across the void and feeding. And then a lot of these killers are running the, quote, you know, anti-child porn rings. And then, see, they go out and raid innocent people that, you know, kiss their two-month-old baby on the stomach and get it printed at Eckerd's. Meanwhile, the people that are raiding those folks, and we have the intel on this, most of them, see, they're in a place where they can have all this stuff, do it, be around it, and then persecute innocent people. It's real funny to them. And see, it's the same thing with these preachers and the government. And just all of this scum, folks. Well, I mean, you know, it's come out of the Miami Herald and others that the top, you know, head person over the computer systems, and then still didn't get in trouble, is a convicted brutal child rapist running the computers. And what, like a third of the top people in the CPS in Florida, it turned out, were convicted child rapists. See, they gravitate to where they get government power. And again, most people, two-thirds or plus, who are police and, you know, who are government officials, aren't evil. They had a compulsion to serve, or maybe they wanted adventure, or, you know, maybe they were just attracted to the uniform or whatever, but they're not bad. But still, you need to know who you're sitting next to. And by the way, the really deep criminology, the master's degrees in criminology, and I haven't, you know, taken that level of criminology, but I've read a lot of the textbooks, actually admit all of this. So you need to know statistically, more murder, more suicide, more drug use. We all know about that in government, okay? But it's all the other things, too, many times higher levels. So when I tell you our government officials, they're all into different stuff. I mean, you know, but by and large, really high-level people are really sick. And a lot of them like to kill. Well, I mean, it's admitted that, you know, a lot of top CEOs and stuff are into sadomasochism, really vicious stuff. It's just sick, folks. And that's a gateway into all of this. And they want control of your life. Let's go to the second clip. Here it is.
Families of the BTK victims have been warned by prosecutors in recent weeks that police testimony would be difficult to bear. What detectives reveal through graphic crime scene and autopsy photos and volumes of evidence from the killer himself was the disturbing depth of cruelty and depravity behind Dennis Rader's murderous spree.
Did it appear to you that he seemed to be extremely proud of what he had done?
Yes, it was very matter-of-fact, and used the animation and also drawing pictures to help illustrate the details.
Rader once took the body of one of his victims to his church. Detectives described how he became more confident and bolder in time, torturing his victims by strangling them and reviving them to prolong their terror.
All of his murders were what?
Sexual. He called it sexual overt. He said that basically all of these people were going to die one of three ways. First, they were going to be bound, then they would either be strangled, suffocated, or hung.
No one in the courtroom was more familiar with the horror and the violence than Kevin Bright, who on April 4th, 1974, just 19 years old and 115 pounds, desperately fought for his sister Catherine's life and his own, face-to-face with a young Dennis Rader.
I surprised him, you know. He was expecting to just strangle me like he did the other people, and when I broke loose and jumped up, he went for his gun, and I just focused on that gun because I knew he was going to shoot me, and I grabbed hold of it and pulled it into his stomach and got my hand on the trigger and pulled the trigger twice, and it didn't go off, and then he, jerked it away from me. And
Bright was shot in the forehead, but he continued to fight until Raider shot him a second time in the face. Raider then proceeded to strangle the life out of 21-year-old Catherine, who fought back as well.
He said that he had to strike her around the head area, trying to control her, and at the same time he was trying to strangle her with a piece of cloth that he had found inside the residence.
There's a quote behind you. You recall him making this quote?
All right, let's hit pause.
Yes.
On that, back it up a few seconds. We'll come back and finish the clip. Take a few calls, and we got Professor David Ray Griffin coming on. A lot of other news. These are your government officials, folks. Be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks, we're going to go to a few of your calls, Ed, and others here in a second, but I could talk for hours about the BTK killer, because the piece of trash, who should be executed, by the way, taunted the police. He started mailing letters to newspapers, photos of people he'd killed. When they finally caught him, he had thousands of cards and index cards, and, you know, he was just totally obsessed with power and killing and torture. And, of course, it was tied to sexual activities, just like the torture at Camp X-Ray, the torture at Abu Ghraib. It's all sexual. It's the same spirit, folks. Or if you don't believe in God, it's the same area of the brain that's gone haywire. It's always the same throughout history. It's just that priesthoods would ritualize all of this. And this parasitic group that has no compulsion and against doing this and who enjoys doing this gets into control. And they like to leave cards. They like to leave a calling card. They like to leave clues. They like to taunt. And it's just like the globalists will tell you in four or five movies exactly what they'll do before they do it. And we even have the people involved in the X-Files Lone Gunman episode who said they were approached by Central Intelligence almost a year before 9/11 to have this scenario of flying a hijacked jet into the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghanistan and invade them to be covered by a drill. Now, that's impossible. A TV show where it's covered by a drill, the government runs a drill, so the other parts of the government don't know what's happening, and they do this to be able to invade a foreign country and blame it on them. And again, there were like four other movies and ads that defense contractors would run, and it's like they are compelled to do this. They are compelled to tell you and to taunt, and it's the same every time. And I have to sit here and look at these serial killers on TV, smirking at us in their suits and reading Bible verses and tramping around. I mean, I'm sick of it. It makes me sick. And yeah, people go, well, man, aren't you scared they're going to get you? Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes I get concerned, but you know what? I'm safer fighting them than going along with them. I mean, yeah, the fear creeps in sometimes. It's just like we had that captain on. Or not the captain. We were talking about the captain. We had the doctors on, the ship's doctor from the USS Liberty on, highly decorated, shot and shrapneled and, you know, leg broken, kneecap broken, still taking care of everybody. And he said the thought came in his mind to just hide in the corner with all his wounds. But then he just, you know, really felt the presence of God. And force down his fear. Just forced it down. You got to force it down. And then it becomes strength. I mean, believe me, cowering in fear isn't going to protect you from these killers. And there are a lot of them, folks. There are several thousand serial killers who team up together. They go to parties together and do all this stuff. You know, the satanic rituals are just the, you know, basic backdrop of all this. That's what gives it a kind of a regimented flair. And they see us as cattle. They see us as dog meat. Let's go to Ed in Utah. Ed, go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I really appreciated your interview the other night on Fox, Alan Combs.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Good job. You seem to know that audience. It was just good. You also brought up Greg Szymanski from the American Free Press newspaper. And I found that very interesting. And that's what I want to get to about some of the things he, I'm just surmising here, said concerning this General Burns that you guys talked about a little bit. Must have shocked the, generally the neocon audience of some of the Fox listeners. But I hear that music. You want me to just...
Well, I got David Ray Griffin coming up, but what I'll do is, this will all concern 9/11, so you want to hold, you'll be the first caller for Griffin. Can you hold?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Go ahead and call Griffin right now. We're going to get Professor Griffin on right now. When we start the second hour, he will be with us. New developments on 9/11. Stay with us.
Broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.